AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Four people died Saturday night when a tornado blew their vehicles off an overpass. It happened in the Dallas suburb of Garland, Texas. A spokeswoman for the Dallas County Sheriff's Department says damage is extensive in the county.
What we've been seeing is just a lot of downed trees, obviously debris from that the tornado picked up and also caused from the structures that it did hit.
Melinda Urbina says emergency teams were dispatched to Sunnyvale, just east of the city limits, following reports of mobile homes on fire.
Apparently there was a fire in the park due to it from the tornado, and it was put out, and some of the homes were damaged.
Three people died when severe storms roared through Collin County, 45 miles northeast of Dallas. The seven deaths in Texas, along with 18 in Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas, bring the week's death toll to 25. A snowstorm accompanied by plunging temperatures is expected to drop up to 16 inches of snow in West Texas and much of eastern New Mexico through Sunday. Flash flooding closed roads across Alabama. Disturbances were reported at two malls this weekend.
In Kentucky, incidents at Mall St. Matthews may have involved as many as 1,000 to 2,000 teens. St. Matthews police say there were several fights inside the suburban Louisville Mall, and they may have spread outside. Some store owners tried to close, but patrons wouldn't leave. Eventually, the mall closed early. Law enforcement agencies responded with canines and a helicopter. In Georgia, news outlets said no victims were immediately found after multiple shots were reportedly fired Saturday evening in a suburban Atlanta mall in Lithonia. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
This is AP Radio News. D.C. is a happy place to be after the Washington Redskins beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-24 to clinch the NFC East. The Washington Capitals remained red hot, having handed the Montreal Canadiens their sixth straight loss.
Jason Chimera had a goal and an assist, while Tom Wilson and Nate Schmidt each had two assists to lead the Capitals to their seventh straight win, beating the Canadiens 3-1. Montreal has now dropped six straight and 10 of 11. Evgeny Kuznetsov gave the Caps the lead in the first with his 11th goal of the year. They took a 2-0 lead, 1:30 into the second on Jay Beagle's fifth of the season. Daniel Carr scored for Montreal 22 seconds later, but Chimera scored 11:15 into the third to put it away. Braden Holtby made 29 saves. Craig Heist, Washington.
The Washington Wizards completed the local sports trifecta when they defeated the New Jersey Nets 111-92. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.